Greg, maybe the biggest thing is we've kind of almost had that perfect melt so far this spring. Kind of run through what you've seen.
Oh, it has been. So if you know, we came through the middle part of January with a full winter under our belts and then some. And since then, we've had this incredibly relatively dry and nice period. I did confirm that, yes, since the 20th of January, it's the fourth driest now period from the 20th of January till now for both Fargo and Grand Forks. So there you go. But with that, now we've had a slow and gentle thaw occurring here in the last couple of weeks, and that's really moved things along nicely. And we're expecting that same relatively slow and gentle thaw process to continue into early April. Now, we are warming up steadily, so our normal temperatures now should rise above 32 degrees, and we are doing that. The far northern part of the basin, not so much, but south of Grand Forks, and certainly in the Fargo area and points south, well above the freezing or the thaw point, I'll say at this point. Plus, the nighttime temperatures, Fargo area and points south, will stay above freezing pretty much all of the next 7 to 10 days. Up near Grand Forks, we'll get down just a few degrees below freezing a few of those nights, so not quite as even of a thaw yet up here. And then, of course, that means, boom, whatever left is of snow is off the landscape this the rest of this week and this weekend and moving in those ditches and streams. So we still have steady rises occurring on the North Dakota wild rice. We're picking up rises now on the south branch of the Buffalo River here in Minnesota. And we'll start seeing more flow into the north branch of the Buffalo out from Hawley and into Dilworth through the course of the coming week. And as well, we're going to start seeing the Cheyenne and the Maple and even the Rush open up. I have reports that the Rush is starting to see some open flow in places now, so there's hopes that that might come in dump into the red before the rest of the flow comes in there. So that'd be a nice break for the northwest part of Fargo up toward Harwood if that happens. But we are still expecting, again, so the Wild Rice River coming in and cresting here between April 1st and 4th. We've thrown out numbers between 19 and 21 feet there at Abercrombie. At the same time, you have the red moving up, but we're actually going to see the initial crest on the red coming into Fargo around that same time as the wild rice is cresting down near Abercrombie. So it's actually coming in ahead. The Red River is coming in ahead of the Wild Rice River by a bit. So we're looking at now cresting into Fargo for the red at between 30 and 32 feet, and that should happen between the 1st and 4th of April. So on the talk, I mentioned April 2nd. Well, the window's a little bit in there depending on the temperature regime that actually comes out. And then, of course, like I said, other rivers coming in from both sides, North Dakota, Minnesota sides, that will come in near Fargo, but they actually come in to the north of Fargo. There could be some backwater still effects showing up at Harwood, so we're expecting to see some breakout flows there. Not as much, hopefully, breakout flows to the west of Cass County, but that we'll have to go wait and see how things melt off there and bunch up. And then as you get further north from there, Halstead and points north, those will take, again, a longer period of time. They'll start melting more considerably, you know, now through next week, but you're going to see the rises start to ramp up as you get into the middle part of next week, and then, you know, another week down the road before you're going to be seeing some of the cresting activity in those ranges.
Hmm. Wow. I mean, it's almost...
So it's the first and second week of April. Gets pretty busy, and things are going to come in and move.
Overland flooding, you think, will be a significant problem?
Well, the main right now, again, the South Valley is coming off nice and clean, the far south. And so the real heavier snowpack is in this central corridor here as we get in the Fargo-Moorhead area and points north. And also the much wetter soils are in there, so we're expecting to see a more significant runoff from those areas. And so there's going to be some overland flooding, yeah. Mm-hmm. That area, again, that came into from the west of Fargo to the north of Fargo, and that also came into the north of Moorhead there, between Georgetown and Harwood. Maybe not as bad as last year, because the timing on things is offset a little bit, so maybe some of that water can get in and out of the way before things start to jam up. So right now it's looking a little more favorably than it did than compared to the 2019 flood in those areas. Further north, we are expecting to see still a fair amount of runoff, so we still are expecting some pretty good river levels along the Red. You know, the tributaries will come in and show some of that along their length, but the Red will pick up the bulk of the flow. So still expecting some pretty good levels, Halstead and points north along the Red, possibly higher than 2019, but we will see.